Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
Can we all agree that the pullout method just don't work?
It just don't work. Like,
it don't work. If it worked for you, you wouldn't be out here with a chair.
Well, I didn't pull out in time.
It just don't work. Because you always think you can get that one last little pump, and that's the shot.
That's why you gotta have the Magnum Bearskins or the condom Bearskins.
Anyway, that was a long ass intro, but we back. Minority Minds, we back. Back in the building. What's going on, fellas? We got Free in the building.
What'd it do?
Godfather over here.
Ayana Angel.
And my man, living up to the name, Tardi B.
Tardi B. African people time.
Wow. No, that's Nigerian time, because that is fucking ridiculous.
Still part of Africa.
Nah, just Nigerian, bro. Y'all unapologetically late and look at you like you're crazy.
Right.
Oh, God.
But now, what's going on? I ain't seen y'all in, 2 weeks?
Has it been 2 weeks?
Bitch. Well, fuck you.
4-2.
We're not discussing that.
Running lows.
But nah.
Yeah,
oh,
shit.
None?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball, what's going on?
Ain't much. Just living the life.
Like it's golden. Okay.
Jill Scott. With the Dragon Ball durag. Oh, man. Yeah.
Man, I was watching, speaking of Dragon Ball, I was watching this clip of Goku fighting Frieza's brother, Cooler. Cooler was way cooler and way stronger than nobody today.
Cooler was way cooler.
Cooler was way cooler, got killed in
like two seconds.
He got destroyed. He just was taller. See, he's tall by us.
Mm-hmm. Cool ass dead.
Frieza still alive.
Before I realized who Cooler was, it was like this clip on Facebook, and it's like, yeah, Goku fighting Frieza's brother, but it was like one of the minions from the army, and I was like, that don't look like Frieza's brother. Like, is this a episode that I just didn't watch? Cause I ain't watch all of Dragon Ball Z.
I don't think Cooler was on the episode. Yeah,
it was in the movie, I think.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's the anime wrap up. So,
shout out to Naruto.
Oh God,
I don't care. It's amazing. If you haven't watched it,
I ain't finna watch it. I don't know that shit, man. I ain't finna watch that.
Tripping, yo. What the hell?
Wasting your time.
You know, I saw your watch history today, man.
Your watch history?
On Netflix.
I don't actually go on Netflix that often.
For real?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he shared his password to like a lot of
all that anime is either my brother or is my nephew.
That makes a lot of sense because I was like, you watched that? You watched Demon Slayer?
Nigga, I don't even know what that is.
I'm about to
Speaking of
here.
Demon Slayers, John Morant was trying to slay some demons in Colorado. He had the demon on him.
Oh, shit.
That's a segue right there. Oh.
So, well, I guess we're talking about it. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Break it down. Give him some context. Down now.
So, up and coming NBA superstar Ja Morant was...
And his name, Demetrius.
I was just about to say that.
Demetrius?
Demetrius, I think.
Lazy ass name.
Exactly. T. Morant. Demetrius.
Demetrius?
But no relation. So he filmed himself on Instagram Live in a club with a gun.
What an idiot. Yeah. Shout out to Wolf.
So, he wasn't caught by somebody else with it on him. He got caught He flashed himself. So, and this comes maybe like a week after reports came out that over the summer he beat up like a 17-year-old kid and pulled a gun on him at like a pro-am game. So it's like they call you out for assaulting somebody and pulling a gun on them, and then you also then you proceed to record yourself with a gun on your own Instagram.
But it was also another incident where he went up to Finish Line because his mother called him because it was something had happened, and he went and tried to beat up the employee. So that was like another thing.
And on Twitter, when he responded back to like somebody saying, "Do you want to know what hollows feel like?" You don't remember that tweet? That was him tweeting that.
No. Yeah. So what's wrong? I mean, with he's this? Been having issues, but I mean, the aside from everything else, the biggest issue was that he was out of state with the gun. So there's so many rules pertaining to having a gun as an NBA player that he broke, because you have to inform them of whatever registered firearms you have. You're not allowed to take firearms on team planes. So it's like either you didn't inform them of the gun that you, if you just bought it in Colorado while you were there, you didn't inform them of having a registered gun. If you already had it and you have it in Colorado, you had to have it on a plane.
Because you ain't even allowed to get on planes with guns, right?
Nah. No, not on any NBA facilities. I mean,
not any planes. Yeah. I mean, like, get arrested all the time for having guns on the airport.
Yeah. Like, even anything NBA related, you can't have a gun on
you. Yeah. I just think he's just a young, dumb, irresponsible kid trying to like, show that he's tough. But, like, truth be told, if you look at how his father carried himself, it kind of sets the precedent, because I mean, not saying his father's a fool, because I think, you know, maybe he did raise him well, don't know, but the way he acts on the sideline, the boy learned from somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he could learn it from his friends, but his father's not doing his job.
No,
at all. I mean, like, he's trying to be like,
I feel like
his friend, like, you're his father.
Yeah. And I feel like it's one of those things where his father probably was that guy and had him out of that, like, away from that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's like a Tariq, basically.
Man, that nigga, yeah, because it ain't like he Boosie. His daddy Boosie, who just was taking his son to the hood. I guarantee you that boy ain't never seen the hood. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just to glorify that. The problem is, he's glorifying the image that he isn't really, has no real knowledge about.
Yeah.
For one, because if you were a big name guy playing AAU basketball, you was never in the streets because you was always traveling. Mm-hmm. Then you was always protected. You looked like you lived a good life. Then, like, but I think maybe he just surrounded himself around certain guys. Like, I mean, truth be told, if you look at Chris Brown probably was wild. He moved to California, started hanging out with Bloods, and his whole nigga turned into like the boogeyman of R&B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he let the people around him kind of influence?
I don't think so. Possibly, but maybe not. Because Trey Songz didn't do that. And Trey Songz was, you know, from like, you know, kind of like that whole Virginia area. And he was jumping off stages, beating up people.
He also was out here raping women. But
that's a whole different thing.
We ain't going to talk about that.
We're talking about the violence.
He was violent against women.
Yeah, okay. Super violent.
But, so it's just, like I said, it's unnecessary. And then, I mean, even before the allegations of him beating up the person, it was the whole thing on the sideline that happened with Shannon Sharp. Like, the whole team has a negative, like, image and everything around it for them being, like, fake tough guys and, like, dirty players and things like that. So this doesn't help at all. And, you know, some people try to correlate it to, you know, how them – the older Memphis Grizzlies teams with Zach Randolph and everybody was like called grit and grind and they took on the persona of the city and everything like that. So he's trying to take on the persona
Eddie
of the
Winslow
city.
Was a real gangster. That nigga was a real gangster.
Yeah.
he,
But you know, he trying to be Moneybagg Yo and Juicy J and, you know, all of these Memphis guys.
I get it. I always wish like these young dudes had somebody in their joint like, bruh, that ain't it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of, okay, man, that's cool. Yeah, do that. And then you're in the back of your head, you're like, dog, this nigga tripping.
But yeah, I mean, yes, like I said, like everybody's saying, it's like, you know, he doesn't have anybody to tell him what to do because he's the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's like his situation was similar to like how like Justin Bieber was acting all wild and his father couldn't, you know, like he was basically telling his father what to do because he was the one making all the money.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope he learned his lesson and he could just like, cause like he's literally at the point in his career where the world's at his feet.
Yeah. Well,
he's, how many signature guys does Nike have?
A lot now, but
yeah, I'm talking about the guys that actually have their own shoe, though.
A lot.
Yeah. Is it a lot? A lot?
Yeah, it's a lot.
They don't have Kyrie anymore. I know Giannis.
But that's what they're saying. George. Like, basically, it's LeBron.
LeBron.
Giannis. KD. Paul George. Kevin Durant. And basically, Ja Morant is just got Kyrie Irving's shoes.
That's not a lot. Zion. Though. If it's six.
Zion. I mean, that's Jordan.
Same thing.
If you count Jordan, then you got
Jason Tatum.
So you still only got
Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic.
That's the stars.
Exactly. But that's my point. He's separated himself so far.
That may be his only shoe.
It might. Well, Nike usually kind of holds down guys when they go through shit. I mean, Kobe went through his stuff with the Denver stuff.
He wasn't with Nike.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was with Adidas, and then he was a free agent for years. He was wearing Jordans and Reeboks and everything.
But they still stood by him, gave him a shoe.
After he got his name back to being good with the people.
He didn't take long.
Yeah, but Gilbert Arenas, who got in trouble with a similar situation, was like, basically, you was a tier one player. Now you might be like a tier two player for a while. Like, you might not get voted in the All-Star games. You might not be in the running for, like, MVPs and stuff like that. And he was just saying, like, you know, you just got to put your head down, go out there, keep hooping, and do what you were doing. Yeah. And then eventually you can win everybody over.
Don't lose your edge on the court. Because sometimes they come back and be too careful. Fuck that shit. Still ball out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But that shit is dumb. Like, bruh.
But
you have all this money.
No hand signals when he make a three.
Hold on.
You have all this endorsements, all this money. You're on the come up. You're like one of the best players in the league, and you're trying to have this hard ass image. For what? You're about to fumble the bag.
I now understand what you're saying, but also, what the fuck would you have done if you was 23 making all that money?
Not trying to be a hard ass motherfucker.
I think they get to the point of feeling untouchable, but then at the same time, I think it's a thing of it's too much access to them now.
Yeah.
So they do stuff like that, but you know, people can DM them and send them all types of messages and threats and say a whole bunch of stuff to them. So at the end of the day, we don't know what could have been said to him, and he could just be like, hey, I got that thing on me. So Steven Jackson, that's what he was like, because if anything would have happened to him, everybody would have been like, oh, only if he had a gun.
Well, I mean.
Or if they would have been like, what about his security?
There you go.
Because you make too much money to not.
You can literally hire a dude to just be with you 24/7.
Yeah.
Right, like it just
literally. Hey, he's making what, 40-something million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Even after taxes, he's still making something crazy.
And that doesn't take away from this. Doesn't take away from who you are. Like, oh well, like there's this. It seems like there's this perception where if you have someone protecting you, then you're soft.
Right.
And it's like, nah, you're smart. You're trying to live a long life. Like, why the fuck would you put yourself in a position to injure yourself? You know what I mean? It's just like, why?
Bruh, Floyd Mayweather walks around with security.
Yes. He could probably knock anybody out.
Exactly. He could box. He can't fight.
It's
a huge difference. All you need is a punch, and his hands are faster than most other niggas' hands. But niggas gonna come out wide, and he gonna catch a flush.
Like saying, somebody don't try to punch him, and they grab him. Then what he gonna do?
Shit, the Big Show.
Because he don't know how to act. Broke my man nose. But yeah, nah. I mean,
security is paramount. If you are somebody that's important, you should always have security. Good security. You should be able to vet and find guys. Everybody that's somebody walks around with a security guard, and that's what you know. That's number one. You find somebody you can trust. That's your security guard. Yeah. Fucking Beyonce walking around with this big ass dude. Been with her since she was in Destiny's Child. Fucking Jay-Z got one. Yeah. The reason why these motherfucking rappers getting killed. They think, oh, well, my hood gonna protect me. That same motherfucker is killing me.
They don't love you.
Exactly. The hood don't love you for real.
The hood don't even know your name.
No, they know. But
they know a lot about him. That's why
they know how to touch him. I mean,
this, I went to school with him. Fuck him.
Yeah, he was a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, he come around here. He was really out there selling this and doing that.
Yeah, they want his position.
Exactly. They want to be you. And, you know, it's dumb to just walk around and not be protected. And you know, if you feel a way where you need to be in that situation, invest.
Yeah. The other problem I have is I thought the nigga was at home. What you in a club with no shirt on for?
Right, I thought
the
was,
fact that he walked into a club with a gun, like me,
that's horrible security at the door.
It's no, because
no, they gonna let him. They gonna let him.
Here's how it works. A lot of times the name person doesn't get searched. Mm-hmm. It's those people that you search.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you do that because the main person isn't going to walk around with anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're in a place where it's like if you do it, he might want to leave because you searched him. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do it, then you know you got to make sure you check the people, because especially like with rappers, man.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't your DJ getting searched. I don't trust nobody. Your security guard, me and him have conversations before you walk into my building. It ain't never going to be no, we good. We good. No, you ain't good, because I done been in spots where I done seen niggas get in with guns. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, man.
Yeah. But like I said, the biggest issue is the fact that there's so much going on with people being irresponsible with guns. Him owning a gun or having a gun ain't even the issue. But the fact that you dangling it by your face and being all irresponsible with it is the biggest issue. Because if you in the club or whatever and you are being responsible with your concealed carry, cool. It's your, you know, you got a right to have a gun.
Right.
But just don't be stupid with it.
Nah, for real.
And you a public figure. Like, it's just, I agree. Like, if you got a gun, cool. Protect yourself. But why are you on Instagram Live, like,
broadcasting?
Hey, yeah, look at my gun.
See what happened to Pop
Smoke. That little ass gun, too.
And you in season?
Hey, he ain't seen what happened with Pop Smoke.
I mean, so many people.
That nigga was on IG Live. His address got found within an hour. He was gone. Don't play with that shit.
Nope.
How we gonna move from that, Pre?
Speaking of shootings. Alright, so the next thing would be
Man, our segues suck.
Yeah, this one was trash.
Yeah.
We ain't ended off good.
It's too damn serious.
White people. Son. Well, okay. Yeah, on to white people. Nikola Jokic.
Is he really white, though?
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't see his lack of melanin?
What the fuck is he talking about?
I know.
Is he really white?
That was a trick question.
Nigga tried.
But, yeah, so he's a two-time reigning MVP. They're saying that he's on his way to get a third.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done anything in the playoffs. He's a great regular season player. So the debate is, you know, should he be, should he get MVP again?
Nope.
And
wait, what changed?
I never said he was gonna be MVP. I always said Giannis.
I don't know. I feel like it's on wax. You said we might have said he was. I don't know.
That's you. I've always said Giannis because they've had like a 15 game.
It needs like last year. It should have been Embiid.
I agree.
Yeah, probably.
But so I mean, that's where I'm at with it. He shouldn't even have the MVPs that he has.
So Kendrick Perkins said, since 1990, there's been three guys who wasn't top 10 in scoring that won MVP. It was Dirk Nowitzki, Jokic, and Steve Nash. He said, what do they have in common? Obviously, because they're both, all three of them were white. He's saying that the white voters are more inclined to vote for a white candidate when he's out there than they will a black guy because he has to do more, he has to score more and do all this stuff. Yeah. Do y'all agree?
Yes. And what they always try to use, which shouldn't be used, it should be all about your play on the court, is, you know, how much you are liked by the media, because the press has, a say in the voting.
Yeah.
So they're saying that, like, that's why, you know, Joel Embiid hasn't won, because press doesn't necessarily like him.
You think so?
That's very true.
They've said it.
Oh wow! I thought he was likable, but I guess
that's
But a lot of times when you're like they consider him to be arrogant.
True.
But who's not?
And
Luka's arrogant,
right?
Luka's super arrogant.
I mean, he's nowhere near getting in MVP talks.
Well, earlier he was, but I mean, so J.J. Redick, he was dead wrong, because he's like, well, so are you saying that they're racist? And yes, we're saying that they're racist, J.J. Like, if you was top 10 in the league in scoring, you probably would have been MVP candidate to them dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, but, yeah. One thing I will just say that, you know, J.J. has stood up for, like, black people in race comments before, though, so.
I mean, everybody's an ally when it's convenient.
That's true. But I guess because now he's considered one of the people that may have a say in the MVP rating, he could feel personally attacked. But, yeah.
I think Kendrick Perkins is 100% correct. I think that.
And that just sounds crazy to say.
Right. Exactly. Right. Because the way he said it, I was like, bro, that might have been the realest thing. I mean, it looks to me like every time they find a white hope in these sports, mm-hmm. they really push it. And
yep.
I'm not saying Jokic is sorry, because he's not sorry. He's really good.
He's just not held under the same standards.
Yeah, because literally in playoffs, I've seen him get ran around, fucking can't block, can't cover nobody, can't do nothing when he actually goes against like real competition. It's easy to put up stats like that in the regular season when you're seeing the team once every like 3 weeks or some shit.
Yeah.
So like, it's like, is he really, to me, when I look at MVP, who's the most important player in the league that year?
Yeah.
Isn't that what like, it's supposed
it
to be?
It says it right in the title.
That's
most
not how they look at
valuable.
It. Honestly, they look at it as just who's the best scorer. That's what it's been for a long time. Or who has the best narrative that season.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it started with the Westbrook thing when he had the triple-double season. It should have been Harden.
Yeah, it's not really the case sometimes. If that's the case, then LeBron should have won way more than what he had.
Oh, yeah.
He should have.
Like, LeBron should have probably been MVP for,
like the past 10 years. Yeah,
yeah, like 15 years straight.
From 2023 to
Steph's year,
2013?
Well,
except for 2016, yeah.
Steph's 2 years, he was the most important person in the league.
But, okay. But if you take – the difference was – when you took Steph out of the lineup, they were still winning. If you took James,
if you took Steph out of the Warriors lineup,
I don't know about that.
Back then, yeah,
were. Clay was not holding that team up.
You tripping? He was. They were winning without him.
He's the gravitational pull. They could win regular season games, but in the playoffs, no.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, LeBron James, they were taking him off of teams and they were going into the lottery.
Yeah, because, but we seen why. He bled him off all the assets, and then when he left, they had nothing left. There. Of course you're going to go back to the lottery. I mean, look at the Bulls when Jordan and Pippen and them left.
I mean, that was self-sabotage. They did it too. They said, like, they got rid of Phil Jackson. Yeah. They said we're breaking this shit up. So that's just, I mean, like, that was on them. But
that's what happened. I mean, I'm just saying,
like, I get what y'all, but, like, so Miami, aside from Chris Bosh getting hurt, they still had Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. They still had a lot of the same pieces on the team mm-hmm. when LeBron left.
They were playing.
And
they went
from being, they were, but they'll be like eighth seed.
Yeah.
Or barely making the playoffs.
I mean, but that's what happens when you're paying three dudes the amount of money that you were paying them, and then the rest of the team is, like, put together with fucking Scott
Norris Street. Cole.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's motherfucking, what's that dude that's on BMF? They used to be a rapper. What's the nigga name? Fucking B. Mickey. But, I mean, I get it. I'm not saying, I think LeBron should have more. How many he has? Three?
Four?
Yeah. He should probably have about seven.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, and there's certain things that they say.
Same thing about MJ.
Yeah, no, but that's what they be saying too, though. Mm. Like Shaq should have more.
Yeah.
Shaq should definitely have more.
But,
he had 2,000. I mean, that was his only one.
And then, I mean, Kobe only has one.
Kobe got screwed out of three.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And one of those three probably was a LeBron MVP.
I mean, even before LeBron came, though, like, he was, I mean, I said came.
Pause.
That's why Kobe wasn't getting the MVP, because they found that he came.
Wow.
On a white woman.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't disrespect the day.
I ain't doing that.
But, yeah, nah. I mean, so it's like the MVP is, like, I feel like it's a bunch of shit. Because even to me, I feel like the finals MVP is bullshit. It shouldn't always go to the player on the winning team.
Yes, it should.
I don't think so.
Nah, because LeBron definitely.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. What you mean, bro?
But that doesn't mean I wasn't the most valuable person.
So you're valuing losing?
No.
Come on,
you
bro.
Lost. I don't give a fuck if you scored 65 points a game. If you lost, you lost. You're not getting the fucking MVP.
Nah, that's so I'm just saying, because all right, so if it's a team, right? So let's say that there's a team.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Everybody on the team, because it's 12 players. Mm-hmm. So each 12 players scores exactly 15 points. Right? Mm-hmm. And then on the other team, there's a guy who is scoring 40 points a game. He has to do this, and he makes it a whole series. Like, him himself took them to, like, six or seven games.
Who won?
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter, because you have the
it's
one.
It's value.
What are we doing this for if you're not going to crown the winner? In history, do we ever remember who lost?
Yeah.
History books is written by the winners, fam.
But we remember who they beat.
No, they tell because their version of the story of who they beat.
But no, we don't because, know if that's like, written went down. Because, like, when you, like, nobody cares. Like, this is the problem with, like, boxing right now, because nobody, like, oh, well, they have these undefeated records, but they're not fighting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the loser does matter.
In championships? No. Oh.
You it lost. Does. Look at the Bills. They went to the championship four straight.
Jim Kelly ain't getting no fucking MVP for losing. The only, I swear, I think it's sports, it's the not, only person saying. To ever win the MVP for losing was Jerry West.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have got it, because he lost.
But it's value. He was the most valuable person.
On the
he was white.
In every game. I'm not talking about Jerry West, I'm talking about LeBron. He was the most valuable person in every game.
But he still lost, bro. It don't matter.
It's about value.
The problem is they gave it to the wrong person. They should have given it to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He had one bad game, and they gave it to Iguodala, who scored like 12 points a game.
Exactly.
And was getting cooked by LeBron the whole time.
I think, but I don't think that it's the same.
Anyway, we went way off topic.
Yeah, well, know.
Still talk about MVPs.
Because he's quiet.
Well, you know.
Oh, you want to talk about your boy Lamar?
I do.
Talk about your boy, man.
I mean.
Wait, hold on. Do you need some tissue first?
Nah.
Okay, go ahead.
That's my man. I'm going where he go. Fuck you talking about.
You tried that before.
I think it's fucked up. Because
you gotta tell him what's going on first.
All right. So Lamar Jackson is due for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't trying to pay him the money that he wants to make, and they're trying to basically, like, at this point, I think the relationship is done between him and the team, because they're trying to make it be like, all right, well, let's see what other people are willing to offer you, and we'll match it. But
ain't nobody trying to offer him.
But the reason why they're not trying to offer him anything or saying that they're not interested is because they also, it's not just like face value, like they're trying to make it seem,
mm-hmm.
because they franchise tagged him. Mm-hmm. So even if you offer, like, he's still a part of the team. So
you got to clarify what kind of franchise tag he got.
So he has the
non-exclusive.
What's that mean?
So that means that other teams can make him offers, but the team that he's on has the opportunity to match it.
So like a restricted free agent?
Yes.
But if they don't match, they get 2 first-round picks.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why teams are scared.
Yeah, because they're going to have to give up this year and next year's first-round picks.
But,
and they still have to give him whatever money he wants.
I would do it. He's an MVP, right? And he's in his prime, right? He's one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like I said,
I would do it.
But depending on your team situation, you kind of need them draft picks.
All right. So, who's, like, name me a couple teams that's, like, on the border, like, you could get a championship if you just get this one player, this MVP caliber player.
I mean, he can go to the Bucks. They might be right back.
Yeah, because they lost Tom Brady. So they're saying the Bucks.
They're saying the Falcons.
And then, but the Falcons were one of the teams that said that they weren't interested.
Patriots could be a team. Miami, we thought Miami would be a team, but they're not a team.
But I say Miami's a team that said that they weren't interested. So, like, Carolina, Miami.
Carolina's close.
They said they weren't interested.
Yeah, they tripping, but they close.
It was 5 teams really that came out and said that they weren't interested in doing
the problem
deal.
Is they'd rather get a younger quarterback who's cheaper
than
pay that much money for a guy that, I mean, he's got pigeonholed because of the offense they ran, and it really fucked them. And then they fucked themselves because what they should have done was sign him before Deshaun Watson got signed.
Yeah,
because Deshaun Watson got $250 guaranteed.
Mm.
And that's what the issue.
That's what he wants. And he's like, that nigga ain't done shit. I'm MVP. He got $250 to be a fucking get his booty hole played with.
Yeah. I mean,
he got a point.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing. So it's like, everybody's saying, like, what they should have did was when he won the MVP, that's when they should have gave him the money.
Yep.
But now, like, every year the market goes up for all positions because everybody wants to be the highest paid, whatever.
Yeah, they set the market at
literally, he wants $1 million more than what Deshaun Watson had.
That's some petty shit, right?
I mean,
that's literally how it goes.
The market. Yeah. Like, all the corner, like Jalen Ramsey talked about, he said every time a corner gets signed, he should set the market over again. Mm-hmm. Like, he got 105 or something like that, 100. And he's like, the next dude was the Humphrey. He's like, he took too much less. He should have took more than him so the next man can get paid, because that's the only way you're going to get paid in the league.
Yeah.
And like, for a lot of like players in positions, you only get one big contract.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of the sport.
Electrical quarterback.
Would you do it?
Sign him?
If you was the owner of a team, sign him.
Fuck yeah. I would have, no hesitation. I would have been fired the offensive coordinator 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the problem is I think they kind of are thinking back to what they did with Flacco.
Yeah.
He's way better than Flacco. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing.
They didn't even build a team right.
That they are, like, that they're thinking about is the last 2 seasons he hasn't finished.
Yeah, but that was on them.
Yeah.
Running them too much.
Yeah.
Not advancing the play, the offensive playbook, not getting good receivers. Like, and everybody gets hurt if you got a fucking run.
Like, they're trying to make it seem like he's the running quarterback when it's an offensive scheme that has him running the ball as much as he does.
Yeah.
So it's not like how, like, Michael Vick didn't have, you know, designed run plays at first. So he was just taking off.
Take the fuck off. Yeah.
They have designed, like, more than half of our offense, I would say probably about 70% of our offense is he has the option to run or is designed for him to run. Right,
if he was Josh Allen running that same offense, he would have got signed the same way Josh Allen got signed.
Yeah.
Because Josh Allen, outside of that one AFC championship game, ain't done shit neither.
And that's what he's saying, because all the other quarterbacks, the only quarterback that, and he didn't get that much money, but the only other quarterback that got paid was Russell Wilson. The only quarterback who has done more, because Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl.
Mahomes. And Mahomes actually is on a cheap. If you look at his deal, he really took less money.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of money, but he's only getting paid like $31 million a year.
Yep. It's a 10-year
joint, right? Yeah.
And so he really did them a favor by doing that, because, like,
he keep the team good around him.
Mm-hmm. And the market, like I said, the market goes up every year. So, like, his pay is going to stay at one level. And, like, so Aaron Rodgers.
By year five, he'll probably be getting a new deal.
Yeah. But Aaron Rodgers is due to make, like, $60 million this year alone.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
He took the money. Yeah. He's declining.
Yeah, he's.
Where's Tunde? But I don't know. If he was white, he would probably got a deal. But of course, they don't like black quarterbacks.
And then they're trying to like he's black. He doesn't have an agent. It's just him and his mom doing all his deals. So it's like, that's another thing, because it happens in boxing too, when you don't have a fight promoter.
Yeah, they
fuck you over because you're not paying back into the economy of the sport.
Mm.
So if you got an agent, the agent gets a percentage of whatever your contract is.
Fuck that.
Whatever
shit
he signs for, he's going to get all of that because he doesn't have an agent.
Right. Exactly. They're like, fuck, I ain't trying to make that nigga rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and do you guys have TikToks?
Nope.
Yeah, so, I don't really use it though. It's like, I'm trying to get into it, but I don't really use it.
It's the wormhole.
Don't waste your time.
But it's such it's so funny though. Like,
shit is hilarious.
Yeah, but it's funny looking at the content, but making content on there, I don't really do. Yeah. Especially with the whole band coming up.
Yeah. That's where it was going.
Oh, thank good you job for the segues.
DC Invest.
Good vibes.
But yeah, so the government, I think the House of Representatives passed a measure to ban TikTok, so it would have to go through the Senate. And they also added they're going to add a 1 hour time limit per day for people under 18, because kids are like literally on that joint for hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, what y'all think about that?
I mean,
there's adults on there for hours.
That joint is funny, bro. It's like, a rabbit hole.
It really is. Like,
so I'm the only one that don't have it?
Yes.
That's the reason why I didn't make one, though. Because it's no different than, like, going through Instagram Reels.
Right, yeah, that's what I
do.
Nah,
that joint is minutes,
no, but it's way better than the Reels.
Yeah.
All right, first of all, what's the difference?
So, basically, the Reels are, like, regular videos. Right, but, like, they have, like, it's a lot of shit that you can find on TikTok. Like, you can get the news. You can get historical facts. Like, that's what I do. I get a bunch of historical facts. I see the funny shit. I see a bunch of, like, different shit. Like, the Reels are cool, but it's like a snippet. These joints is, like, people actually take the time. I was like Vine. When Vine was there, it was like Vine used to have the videos, but you just kept going. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, but, like, times 1,000. So you find a bunch of shit, and then whenever it gets your algorithm on the shit that you like to watch, it just keeps finding the same shit.
Yeah,
and you just
same.
Keep fucking watch, like, the fucking DJ joints with, like, the samples, like, you watching that shit.
It's the same. It's the same thing that they're doing with the Reels. If you watch one video of a Reel, the next time it's going to be more of them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then the next time it's going to be more. So if you're watching like the positive things or like historical facts and stuff like that, that's what's going to feed you. But if you're just looking at booty videos, hey, you're going to get a whole lot of ass on your screen.
TikTok is stupid funny. Better. Like that shit.
I don't really watch the reels like I used to. I'd rather just go on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then like I find the pages I like, I just add them. And just because like they give you so many different categories too. You can go for the just regular feed, then like your friends, then it has like the discovery shit. Then it has like the ones that's based on your algorithm. Like you can kind of just find yourself in a rabbit hole. Don't do it.
I won't.
Don't fucking do it.
Nope. I already knew.
But do it though.
But no. And like honestly, if you're a music artist, that's like all you want to do is go viral on TikTok.
Okay. Yep. That's how a lot of people are getting like they're becoming Billboard artists because there's like you get credit for a stream if they're using your songs on TikTok.
Yes. Oh. Fucking okay. Project Pat is back, fam.
From TikTok.
Yes. He got like four different songs getting played on TikTok.
Damn. And but the crazy thing is people hate Robert, but they was using his song for a TikTok challenge and didn't even know it was his.
The one that liked to pee on kids.
No, I'm saying the song.
What song was it?
All he was saying was Shake It.
Oh yeah, the joke he did with Big Tigger.
I guess.
Shit. What's the name? Isn't that how Glorilla blew up?
I think that's literally how a lot of people. What's the guy that has a song? I wish I knew or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they was making fun of him at concert because like they were so used to his song just being on little TikTok. Snippet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That when they heard the whole song, people were like pissed off at his show and started like throwing shit at him on stage. But it's like you made him like this.
Well, do you think they should ban it?
The reason why I think that they should ban it is because of, like, it's ran by the
Chinese government.
And so what they're doing, like, they made it addictive like that, and they're using it to, like, they're not, like, TikTok in America is not the same as TikTok over in China.
No.
Yeah. Like a lot of the things, like the restrictions that they have that they're trying to make or put here, they already have in China. And then it's like the videos aren't just mindless things. It's like all about like, propaganda. Technology and math and science and
propaganda. Informative.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that also like takes, they don't have the same freedom we have.
Fuck no, it's communist.
Yeah, so it's.
But like, they, I mean, like basically what they're saying they're doing is like they're using it as a weapon to basically like set the whole country back.
Yeah.
Because they did.
They don't have to try hard. We do. Yeah. Motherfuckers do it to themselves here anyway.
Yeah, so it's just like, huh?
But they say, I did hear something. They said they might be trying to sell. They might be trying to sell the TikTok company in the U.S. to a U.S.-run company so they don't ban it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting because there's politicians on it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people on TikTok. TikTok is, like, way more popular than Twitter now.
I think what's going to happen is that if it does get banned, it's just going to be a battle of Facebook versus YouTube. Everybody's just gonna go on YouTube and maybe since reels. They got shorts now, which shorts. Is basically
but
reels.
I just, yeah, but that's I mean, you got it's gonna be yeah. But
all
I guess,
Facebook does is
but
just
Facebook,
copy.
Yeah, because Facebook owns Instagram, so yes. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But I don't think they should ban it.
But I think it'll probably be more so YouTube because there's like less restrictions. It seems it on YouTube than it is
so
on Instagram.
Here's the
like
problem:
people ain't getting shadow banned and stuff like that.
But here's the problem, though. What happens when they start doing that to all the companies, start censoring and shit like that? Because it starts with something small as this, all because it's a Chinese-run company. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, boom, we get into some other shit. Now we fucked up because then everybody's getting censored and shit for speaking against something that we don't like.
I mean, that already happens.
It does.
Because if you posted anything about COVID and they felt like it wasn't fact.
Is that before Elon?
That's
Elon don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean,
yeah, he's making his point. Same with like how Kyrie just got canceled because he was talking about the Jews.
Ish. So ish. But nah. I mean, I get it, but it's getting out of hand. It really is. Because everybody just like they be saying, if you ask a kid what they want to do, everybody just wants to be a content creator.
Yep.
They feel like everything is just content creating. And I mean, look at us right now. Creating content creator.
Well, I said, shut up. You know what I'm saying? True. I have a question for y'all.
What's up?
When do you say, I've had enough with my hair and it's time to go bald?
Define bald.
Yeah, define that. Cause,
like,
George Jefferson?
no, we don't want Costanza. We talking about milk the ball. Like, just to give up the hair. When do you give up on your hair? Like, when is it time to give up?
Your hair when your hair gives up on you.
Shit. Right? I almost gave up on my hair like last year. Remember I had that one spot right here.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I got the clippers.
You got pictures?
No, I don't have the pictures.
I remember it.
I remember it too.
But that was just like the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I did the Professor X, and I'm like, all right, yeah, this never again.
But you only cut it low.
I balded that bitch.
Oh, shit, you did.
Damn.
I wasn't outside. That was when Phoenix was first
born.
That man had the do-rag on for no reason.
I wonder why he kept wearing the do-rag. He was out there looking like a bald Vince McMahon.
Like, it's 90 degrees outside. Why you got that scully on?
Mind your business. That's why.
But
hey,
nah, I'm
like a reason.
Because do y'all be seeing, I see dudes at the club. I see dudes at the schools. I see dudes in the grocery store just be having patches of hair and a bunch of baldness and just be walking around holding on to
the
shit.
KD?
What?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
You don't see that? I see it all the time. Uh-uh. Oh, you see like the top of niggas' head right here where it started to get bald. It's like, dude, you about to have an island.
Yeah. But I mean, due to recent advances in cosmetology, they have really revamped the toupee
and the tattoo hair.
I
saw one.
I saw that.
You know
what
I'm talking
about? Go ahead.
Yeah, it was like Spanish hair. I'm sorry.
What is Spanish hair?
Straight hair. Golly. Straight hair.
Oh God.
I'm sorry.
He said that shit with a straight face.
Or like angel hair or whatever. Like
it was now. It was a Latino person. Go ahead.
Yes. Tattooed on a bald head. And it's just like, come on, man.
Now,
like,
are you talking about like getting actual tattoos or just them getting the little dots?
The dots. And no, the actual tattoos too, yeah. Like an actual tattoo of like just trying to simulate an actual
forehead of hair. He got a whole lineup and he just got like a whole, I guess you could.
So he tattooed his fade on? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man, I wish I saved it. They drew a lineup, right?
Oh, I seen the video.
And then they just filled in all of it with like different tattoos of like, you know, they get like the clown faces and the low riders and all of that stuff. And he got that all inside his head, but it stayed inside the lineup.
Yeah. Cholo cut.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But nah, what's bad
DJ
is
DJ D-Rex got a toupee.
What's bad is the dots.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I think the worst thing is the fucking Beijing.
Oh, the Carlos Boozer.
Yeah, oh God. That's like, if you gotta do that, just give it up.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the shop, it's always an old dude getting a Beijing. I'm like, bro, just give it up.
And like,
just grow the beard out, bro.
Issue is like, wouldn't it be so like
be thick as shit?
Yeah, right. Or like, yeah, like I said, like your hair is so low that it's like, bro, that's too much.
Like you spray painted your head.
Like that's only supposed to Beijing is just for people who I don't even know why they even made Beijing.
It's, you know what I thought it was? Remember that shit they used for the shoe shine?
Yeah, that's a shoe polish.
Yeah, I was like, why do they have the shoe polish on his head?
I mean, it's only supposed to fill in, like, if you got, you know,
little balding spots.
A small balding spot in your like your lineup, right? Not your whole head.
And your beard.
The beard look is like, crazy.
Yeah.
You about to eat all that fucking right, shoe polish.
You walk around looking like chocolate dip ice cream cone.
Yeah, it was a guy I coached against. It was so funny. He did the Beijing on his beard.
It was fucked his shirt up.
Fuck outside. He had on a white shirt.
Oh.
So after the game, we dapping up. They won or whatever. And I looked at his shirt. Nigga had black, like a outline of his beard on like a bib around his neck.
Drip, drip, drip.
I'm like, yo, you gotta get that shit up, bro. Cause why are you fucking Beijing in your beard? It's like me walking around with a Beijing on my beard, and I don't even have a beard.
Yeah,
terrible. But yeah, nah. Like I said, cause you know they got the black toupee now.
What's a black toupee? I have never seen a black toupee.
DJ D-Rec.
It's a, but like, yeah, they they make it look like, you know, at first none of the toupees was like black people's hair.
Yeah. Oh, no, but now it's an
you
afro.
Can have like it's waves.
Oh, it's waves.
Yeah. So like they take the same hair that they like the crinkly hair that they will put in a woman's hair for like weave. They lay it up there, then they trim it and cut it down and put the do-rag on it, and it'll look like waves.
Wow. Yeah, that shit bad, fam. I feel like
Chris I mean, it's Rock a cheat had, for everything.
I feel like Chris Rock had some shit going on with his hair on the special.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
I was like, that motherfucker ain't moving.
I mean, not only that, but it's like, you've seen, like, my thing is, if you come out and you show yourself with, you know, the specks of gray in your hair, in your beard, everything like that, then you do a special and none of that shit is there. Motherfucker, we know what you did.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the public eye all the time.
You remember, didn't D-Wade do that?
Nah, I don't remember that.
It was, I think it was when LeBron was there or something was up with his head. That shit looked fucked up.
I mean, the only thing I think, well, I don't know. I don't remember.
LeBron did it too.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. He's guilty of that.
I mean, he does it all the time. Like, what's that that wellness app, Calm?
Yeah.
In that commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Everything. I mean, even during, like, because during the pandemic, you saw what his beard looked like when he was at home and couldn't shave. Mm-hmm. It was all types of gray in there.
Yeah.
But now the season started.
That motherfucker's back to the blacks. Oh, so what? If your hair was actually going out, would you try to hold on or would you cut it?
I would cut it.
B?
Yeah, I would cut it.
Just hold on.
I mean,
it all depends. Like I said,
two dreads like Coolio. The,
it all depends on how it's happening. Because, I mean, I have a...
I'm blessed.
A thing family. Of not caring. So I would do something like what Chico Bean be doing.
Oh, facts. Lord. You gonna have the Constanza shit, with the braids.
But I mean, it all depends. I think it's a lot easier to accept going bald when you can grow a beard.
Yeah, definitely.
Facts. I can do it, bro. I'm sorry. I'll be in that joint trying to get implants. Just for men to be my best friend. Do we have any friends that's like going bald and don't want to accept it?
No comment.
Chris. Facts. I know Chris. He just got the little spots on the side.
I think that's it. No
what about
comment.
You, B?
Nah.
You're in a real estate market. Half the motherfuckers is holding on and should have been let go.
Nah, I haven't really noticed it.
I be seeing it.
I mean, y'all get to see the top of people's heads.
Right. We discussed this last episode.
Nah, you know what get me? So when I'm searching people at work and they have a hat on, I'm like, can you lift your hat up? Just to make sure they ain't got no weapons. And the motherfucking hairline start back here. I'm like, yo, put your hat back on.
Hat fishing.
I'm like, yo, she gonna be mad when she take that hat off.
Look, I got a cousin. Nigga. That's it. That's it.
Oh, can I tell y'all a quick story Friday from what happened at work? It's really quick. Had a girl in the bar. I get to work. She's already there. She comes all the time, gets drunk, acts stupid. This time she gets really drunk, gets up and leans onto some girl that was sitting with a promoter. So we had to tell her that she had to go. We try to walk her out. She falls. And she's like 230 pounds. She's tall too, so it doesn't look like she's that big.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we get her up. We get her outside. It was raining, so we put her on the patio, put her in the seat just to give her some air because she was fucking blasted drunk. So she gets up and tries to walk back in and falls right by where we put the trash can at outside. So I try to get her up. I'm like, yo, you got to go. I was like, can you give me your phone so I can call somebody to come get you? I don't want to leave her outside. 15 minutes passed. I'm still trying to get her to like give me her phone so I can call somebody. I didn't want to call 911 because that shit's like $800. Dang. She starts swinging on me. I said, man, fuck this shit. I go back to work. She was leaning on somebody's Tesla. So Prime just got a Tesla, and his car was parked in front of that car. He's leaving. He see her. He's like, get the fuck off the car. She lays on these steps right next to the light by Brooklyn. She was asleep for 2 hours, right? Somebody walks past and like, hey, yo, that girl, she good? I was like, yeah, she just sleep. He's like, nah, you should go over there. Look, we go over there. While she was sitting in between this homeless dude's legs and it was watching something on his tablet, like Netflix and chill. Wow.
Yo, is it the homeless dude that always comes through there, or is it some other
one? The one that always comes through there, you know, he passed.
Oh, I didn't know.
2 years ago.
So you telling me the homeless man had a tablet on him?
Yes.
And he just
a big ass tablet.
Wearable tech.
No, so he a good he one of the good ones. So he'll walk around, pick up trash and shit. Yeah. But he was like literally legs spread. She's sitting between his legs, got the tablet, and it was watching something.
Oh no, she was awake the whole time.
She woke back up.
Oh, all right.
I thought maybe she'll sleep, wake up, and get her shit together and go home. No,
she probably was even drunker.
Right,
bro. She was sitting between his legs. Then I guess she started tripping on him, so he tried to get somebody to call 911. So they finally brought the ambulance, and she refused the ambulance. And then tried to come back into Brooklyn again.
He probably tried to get himself. He right. Already.
And then she showed up.
You in my house now.
And she peed on herself while she was out there. She was standing in front of us, and the shit was shooting out of her pants and down her leg. And we're like, what the fuck type of pee is that? I had to go get gloves. That was fucking disgusting, bro. Come back the next morning, still got the same clothes on. Tulsa, did I leave my purse here?
Bitch, you left your dignity here. Look what you're doing.
Terrible. Rancid.
Oh, yeah. That's my story. Don't we got one more thing?
Yes, we do. I mean, I thought you were segueing into it earlier.
We're going to segue into it because I almost got slapped like the nigga got slapped.
And the most notorious slap goes to
Shug Smith.
William Jiggy's Hand Smith
Jenkins. So you guys watched the Chris Rock joint, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So grades.
D.
Yeah, I'd give it a
D minus.
Like a C minus. But more like a D plus.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. Some of the jokes was alright, but it just
did anyone actually laugh?
I was about to say, I think I laughed maybe twice.
Yeah, that's about right. No, that's a good about right.
I laughed when he talked about his daughter was biting people.
I think that's the one I laughed at.
Yeah, and
one other part.
And it's like he kept trying to allude to talk about rappers because I just don't need another rapper getting mad at me.
What was he talking about that? Because I was thinking about
he said it was Snoop.
Oh, I thought he was referring to the. Those mad rapper skits from like the Puffy days.
Probably, but no. I mean,
contrary to popular belief, Will Smith is a rapper.
Yes.
He was the first one. Wasn't he the first to win a Grammy?
He won the first Grammy, yeah. Yes. But
a lot of people forget, but Will Smith is a rapper.
It's like, I know he's a rapper, but I don't really.
Because he's also a blockbuster.
Consider him as a rapper. Yeah.
He's on hiatus with rapping.
Yeah, so do y'all feel like he probably should have beat him up even worse after the shit he said? Because
I don't think
he
should.
No, I don't think
so. I didn't like. I just didn't like. Okay, you mad or whatever, you saying this. And he might be right about the selective outrage, but all right, that shit over with. Say a joke and keep it moving. But you can call your wife a bitch and all kinds of shit. That's not cool.
He was doing too much.
Yeah.
I think he do be on some selective outrage stuff, though.
Everybody is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I know, but it's like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you about to say? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yo, you nigga, too.
Because, I mean, one thing I just didn't really understand was at the award show. It's like, yo, everybody laughing. He laughing. Jada was laughing, too.
Yeah. Nah, she was never laughing.
Nah. She literally.
So what'd you call that laugh that she was doing?
That wasn't a laugh. That was a, you better get this motherfucker before I slap the shit out of you.
Well, she started laughing, and then she kind of like, just like, Nah. So what was that?
You've been around enough black women to know, even if they look like they're laughing, they might not be laughing.
It looked like she was laughing, and then she caught herself and was like, oh, dang, he talking about me. Oh, that's not funny no more.
My mama done laughed at jokes, too, that she really wasn't laughing at.
You can tell when people not really laughing at something, though.
Yeah, it was more so a thing of, like, just trying to go with the flow of the show and everything like that. That was a bar.
Huh?
Man, shut your ass up.
Hey, nigga.
But, I mean, I just think. Jai like was picking on her, because if you go back, it was a whole bunch of other jokes you said about her, and it's like, okay, one joke, okay, you got it off. Then you just kept saying jokes. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like he should have just told his Will Smith joke, left Jada out of it, and kept it moving. Then you bring in Jada back, which now it seems like you're just picking, because. She didn't slap you, Will did. And you should just tell the joke about Will, keep it moving.
I mean, yeah, but it's the whole thing of everybody. I mean, everything that he said is what everybody else has been saying this whole time. So,
man, any nigga that did it, that played a crackhead, can't be out here calling no women bitches. He was out here smoking that crack dick.
I also thought, like, a lot of stuff that he was saying, it was just like pretty wild. Like, I mean, I understand, like, okay, you know, you want to say stuff in the name of comedy, that's one thing, but a lot of stuff that he was saying, maybe it's just my sense of humor, but it just wasn't funny. It was just like you were trying too hard, or you trying to milk. You're trying to milk the hour.
Trying to do a Chappelle kind of set.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Like,
he's not a Chappelle type of comedian.
Yeah, he basically was like, I feel like it was facts to it, to what he was saying. Mm-hmm. But like you said, the jokes just weren't
landing at all.
Like, yeah, weren't landed.
He was right about what he said. He said attention is one of the.
Yeah.
The victim joint. Like, all that shit he said was, like, real shit. It just it felt like I was at a TED Talk, not a comedy show.
Yeah.
It was like, I came to laugh, huh?
But I feel like, I mean, I think I've probably, out of all of Chris Rock's, like, stand-ups, I've probably only liked one or two.
Which one?
I would say Tambourine. I kind of laughed at that one. And
I like his old shit, Bigger and Blacker.
Yeah, I was about to say,
but it was like an older. I think it was that one and Tambourine, probably the only two that I like laughed at. But
my man out here just like illuminating the room.
I even put what's his name in the same, like, D.L. Hughley.
Yeah,
I put him in like the same category.
He's like a
sometime.
Lower tier type of, like, he's a middle tier type of comedian.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he tries to bring like. He brings social issues into his comedy, but the jokes don't never land.
Yeah. I think he's probably more. Is he even movie funny?
Who?
D.L. Hughley.
Nah.
Whatever the fuck you say his name.
He wasn't even funny in Kings of Comedy.
He really wasn't. So, will y'all watch it again?
Nah. I'm good.
I'm upset with you.
Why? because I made you watch it. Mm-hmm. It's part of the work, fam.
Man, I was tired.
You think I wanted to watch it, bitch?
Man, I was tired as a mug. Like, even just watching it. Like,
you drained me, too.
We didn't have to talk about it. Like, what are you talking about?
No, but it's...
I watched it at work, and I was like, dog, why the fuck am I watching this?
This show is boring.
I felt the same way watching it in my house, too.
I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep.
I fell asleep after I watched it. I was like, bruh.
I fell asleep.
I was like, where's the Mike Epps shit?
After, I fell asleep maybe after about like 40 minutes. Because I kept checking the time. Like, how much left I got to watch?
20 minutes.
So it was at like 44 minutes. I fell asleep. And then I woke up like because I heard them talking about like Will Smith.
Yeah, you caught him.
At the end. It was only like 2 minutes left.
Do you think more so is it? We watched it because we want to see what he said about Will Smith, and we didn't give a fuck what else he's gonna say.
Yeah, that's
sway the whole
thing.
That's
why everybody watched it. It was just because they knew that he said he was only gonna do the one special. He was only gonna talk about it one time and all this other stuff, and he barely even talked about it.
Yeah, he was smart. He made you watch the whole shit. Catch it at the end,
unless you skipped ahead.
Yeah, but.
That's the part that I laughed at.
Initially aired live.
Yeah.
So he was going to be able to skip it.
Gotcha.
He's the first ever live joint.
Did laugh when he was talking about Will Smith didn't get an Oscar for Concussion, but he gave him one.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
The part that I laughed
at. That was hilarious, too.
I think he ruined the joke, though. Didn't he? Like, he ruined that joke himself.
I think he kept repeating the same shit. It's like,
he's like, oh, you didn't laugh? Let me repeat it one more time.
Like, no, it didn't work.
Nah, it's like, it's all right.
Are you trying too hard, brother? I mean, if part of the job. Sometimes we got to watch shit that we don't want to watch.
Well, ain't no damn job. I ain't never got no check.
Well, have you seen Last of Us?
Have you? I have. Have you, Beast?
Nah.
See, these niggas don't.
Am I really missing out?
Yes.
Dang, all right. I'm
that shit is
that
the best show on TV right now.
Yeah. For real? Dang, all right. I'm watching it tomorrow. So I'm going to sleep.
You a hating ass nigga, man.
That's it's because they white. He don't like white people.
That's what I do.
Yeah, <He's> Spanish.
That's what I do.
Why they last? All the niggas is zombies because they put it in the chickens.
But you know the guy that got killed on the last episode.
I know all the facts, B. I know that Joel, the voice actor, was the one that got killed. Yep.
Yeah,
and then Tommy, the voice actor for Tommy, he was the mercenary in like I think episode 4 or 5. And then
good shit. Yeah, fan service.
The voice actor for Ellie is in the last episode coming up.
I can't believe it's gone through that fast.
Yeah.
So like that shit is, I ain't gonna lie, that shit had me think. I was like, damn, what if COVID would have turned into that? Would have been fucked.
Yeah, we'd have been done. Cause I know damn well I'm like,
I ain't
gonna
debate it. Cause I ain't fighting all these niggas, man. niggas going crazy. But
you gotta watch it, man.
Nah, you really should. It's worth the watch.
Give it one episode. You be like, oh shit, these white people are alright.
I'll play the game. So
I mean honestly,
yeah, you could.
I'm not
simultaneously
doing that
do both.
Yeah,
yeah. It's worth a watch. It's like I'm about to watch Abbott Elementary. It's a great show, really great show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody Hates Chris is great. That's what I call him. I don't know his real name.
You can't use that no more because everybody really hates him now.
Right.
Nah, he's always going to be Everybody Hates Chris. He's fucking hilarious. He makes the funniest faces.
I've watched some of them, though. Them putting Orlando Jones as his father is like...
hilarious. Damn. And it look alike.
Exactly.
Nah, that shit is fucking hilarious. Fucking, what's his name? Vince Staples in the joint, played her boyfriend for
He's in there, too?
Yeah, he was on season 2.
See, I didn't even know there was a season 2.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they took breaks.
I'm missing out.
Yeah.
I keep starting shows, don't ever finish.
I mean, the thing about that is it's only 22 minutes.
I know, that's the good part.
Yeah, like, so I just catch it every week, and then I catch BMF on Friday.
I don't watch the hood shows.
Been watching Wu-Tang's?
Yes. Tonight. Wu-Tang Tonight.
I don't watch hood shows.
It's the RZA. That's, the Wu-Tang show is a must watch. Not everything is accurate, but you get a good feel for like why they were the way they were. Like, and why they all hate RZA now.
Yeah.
Because literally they all hate RZA now.
Damn.
But RZA was a fucking genius because he saw it before everybody else saw it. And it really makes me question how much I love Ghostface as a rapper because he's really an annoying person on the show. Like, that first season, he was making me mad as fuck.
Yeah, but I think Ghostface and Raekwon are both, like...
Raekwon liking white women is hilarious.
they both kind of getting on my nerves at this point.
Nah, but I like... See, now, right now, that shit is fire because we're about to get into the Purple Tape. And they setting up the cinematography of it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever listened to Only Built for Cuban Links by Raekwon. Mm-mm. Literally one of the greatest albums ever made.
I heard.
Literally. Mm. But, like, the way that they did it, it's like telling a fucking movie. And, you know, the way they're setting it up on the show, or them talking about him doing, because, you know, they dropped the Wu-Tang album, and it was like Method Man. Mm. And then I think it was Method Man, ODB. Mm-hmm. Then it was Raekwon, then Ghostface and Inspector Deck and all those, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, this man, RZA gave him, he said, we're going to sign y'all to a group deal, and y'all all can get separate record deals. It's a 5-year plan. We get everybody out 5 years and then drop the group album in 5 years. And it's exactly what the fuck he did.
Genius.
Yeah. And then he started making terrible beats. Mm. Oh, I got another show for y'all to watch. My Dad, The Bounty Hunter on Netflix. It's an animated joint. Somebody that went to our school was on the production team for it.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
So it's not that bad. It's the dude from The Boys, the black guy. He voices the main character. Hmm. The one that got the
super speed, right?
No. With the butcher.
That guy.
Yeah, the one that had the thing on his face. Yeah. I watched like 2 episodes today. It's 10 episodes.
Okay.
You know, we support guys. I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think so.
Shout out to Ayanna Angel.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Wrap it up.
Not for her.
Minority Minds Podcast.